Welcome to I Am Anna Man. This week we're going to be talking about the terrifying rise of fascism within our society and how I can stop it. Hi Phil.
Hello.
How are you, darling?
I'm really good.
Are you really good, yeah, are you I'm today? Oh, that's lovely.
Nice to be
back.
That
creaky chair. Creaky chair. Oh, creaky body.
Yes.
So hard to tell these days, isn't it? Want something's creaking. I hope it's the chair. But no, Phil, I wanted to talk a bit about, I feel like I haven't talked enough about my social activist work.
No, you keep it quiet.
I'm a bit of a social, well, I don't, I'm constantly going on about it, but I'm a bit of a social justice warrior.
Yeah.
Which I understand is now a derogatory phrase. Have you heard this?
I guess it is, I suppose.
It is.
Social media.
Who are these people who are calling, I mean, why is it wrong to be socially just? Is that the problem? What don't they like?
I think the sort of I think it's the going on about it.
It's the talking about
yeah.
it. Oh, so it's because I'm what? Because I'm not. It's not enough to just help people. I have to constantly do shows about it.
Is well, not maybe not you, but that's
no.
that's what people say about people who talk that way. Maybe.
And we're entering this phase, aren't we? This awful phase where compassion
yeah.
is no longer seen as a good thing. Caring isn't good. Anymore. Fighting is good.
Is it?
Being xenophobic is good. I'm talking about how the public thinks. I'm not
I
talking
see.
About me.
Right.
I'm getting scared of the public.
Oh.
I won't lie. Are you?
I think so.
Ooh.
Mm.
And there's a lot of them, actually. There seem to be more than there used to be. I don't know
so,
if they're
yeah.
getting a bit more uppity or what. But
bolder.
They're emboldened.
Mm.
And they're emboldened by these people at the top, you know.
Mm.
I mean, Trump, of course, obviously.
Yeah.
Who are the others?
Farage.
What's he do? What does he do?
Rabble rousing, isn't it?
He's just a rabble rouser, isn't he?
Mm.
I mean, he's got no. Does he even have an office? Has he even got a car? Does he even have a tie? You know? Who is he?
Mm.
I mean, back in the old days, you know, you had Thatcher.
Yeah.
You had Howe. I liked Howe.
Yeah.
Heseltine, who was good because he was actually all right.
Yeah.
And then you had all the others who were just sort of like worms. And then obviously you had Neil Kinnock.
Yeah.
Who was Welsh.
Yep.
And you had some other people.
Mm.
But nowadays...
Who have you got?
Farage. Mm. What's that?
Hmm.
How did he come up?
I often wondered. I really don't know.
Did he just... Is he even human?
I think so.
What does he want?
I think he wants us not to be in the EU anymore.
Well, that's happening, I think.
Mm.
I don't know. I mean, I voted leave, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was tricked.
Yeah. By Farage.
By Farage, mm. yes. Yes, he personally phoned me up. And he said, Anna, would you mind voting leave?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, no, actually, I think I'm gonna vote, what was the other one?
Remain.
Because actually I believe in progress.
Yeah.
I believe we're better together than yeah. apart. And I believe you're just causing all this trouble, you know, and you're blah, blah, blah. And he said, if I get in, I'll give you your own theatre.
So that was it.
And it doesn't take much, does it?
No.
Really, to push you over.
Yeah.
That's the question. What's your line? What's your line, Phil?
What's my line?
Mm.
What's my line?
What's the line that you... Where's the line you would cross to get to the top? Because I know you're very ambitious. I know you're very ambitious. You pretend to be, you know, this humdrum, funny-looking weirdo. But
right.
I know... Really, you want to get to the top? You'll do anything.
I don't think I would.
Would you shoot a pigeon?
I don't.
Would you shoot a pigeon? You're a stand-up, right? That's what you do. You're a stand-up.
I'd shoot a pigeon.
You'd shoot a pigeon.
I think so.
To get on the Apollo show.
Oh, definitely.
Fuck, you would. He would. He's not lying.
I'd shoot a pigeon to get on the Apollo.
Would you shoot a family of pigeons?
Maybe. Yes.
Six kids, mum and dad, and a gran.
Pigeons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so.
Penguins.
Yes.
You'd kill a penguin?
I think so.
What's the biggest, smallest? What's the smallest animal you'd kill?
Smallest?
Hmm.
I'm spider.
Oh, ant. Easy,
ant,
not a problem.
Easy,
yeah. What's the biggest?
Would
you kill a whale to get on the Apollo?
No, I don't think so.
How would you kill it?
I sort of...
I've got a lovely image of you just jumping. Hoisting. You're bare-chested.
Yeah.
You're wearing sort of just like a cloth.
Yeah.
And you're jumping off a boat with two knives.
Captain Ahab.
And you're ramming them into a whale's eyes. And you're just going... like falling back and just letting the knives
ripping
cut the whale.
Blubber.
Oh.
For Live at the Apollo.
And then your boat's got in and there's the guy... I can't remember his name. It's something.
Captain
from
Ahab.
Captain Apollo. And he says, do you want to do a 20 minutes?
On the Apollo. I think so, yeah.
You'd do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. And I guess, in a way, me voting, me becoming a Brexiteer and saying all that stuff that I said, you know, and all those things about the bus and all that, because that was my idea. You know,
was it?
Sort of, yes.
Because the bus was the main lie.
That's what they're saying now.
Yeah.
But they weren't then.
No.
Because
that's the thing with a lie, though.
Yes. That's the thing with lies. But isn't all theatre lies? I don't know. I mean, when I'm playing Desdemona, am I actually Desdemona?
No.
No. So, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, we could talk about this in rings and rings, couldn't we? But I think the truth is that I was instrumental.
Yeah. In the
Leave vote winning.
Yeah.
By quite a way, I'd say, but my heart has always been Remain, and I am a progressive. I'm a social justice warrior.
Yeah,
but you know, if there's something in it for me, I will say and do literally anything.
Yeah,
I think that's what I want on my tombstone.
Yeah,
if I can afford one.
Yeah, that's nice.
No, but in all honesty, you know, I am against this kind of stuff. Mm. And now that I've come to realise what's happened, I'm going at it full throttle. I don't think it's hyperbolic of me to say that I brought down the Thatcher government, mainly because I don't know what hyperbolic means.
Right.
But, you know, back then in the 80s, I was working a lot with my second husband, John Smelsey. Wonderful man. Wonderful man. Hard. Tough guy, if you pushed him. Rip your head off, you know, but he put it back because he was kind. So, yin and yang.
Yeah.
But we worked together on a few plays, and we did one called No More War, Please.
Okay.
Wonderful piece. Yeah. The please, yes, I agree, the please was perhaps a little polite, but that was John, he was very polite. We did a lot of shows back then. No More War, Please. Down With Thatcher, Please.
Mm-hmm.
I Am What I Am, If That's Okay With You. And, of course, End Apartheid, If at all possible.
Oh.
But No More War, Please. That was my opus. You know, I remember I performed the piece. I slop off stage, drenched in sweat, none of it my own. And there's John Smells. Was I good, John? Anna, you were magnificent. And then he dies instantly. Writing is dangerous. It can be more dangerous than cancer, you could argue. And you'd be wrong. But as he fell to the floor, he said, Anna, did we do it? Did we stop the fascists? Yes, my darling, we did it. And we did. We brought down the government. So, my question is, what the fuck is going on? Really, though, they're all back, aren't they?
They're back.
Hitler and his gang.
All back.
Not literally, but, you know, Trump, the alt-right, war is everywhere, coffee is incredibly pricey.
Extremely.
I need 17 just to get up. It's costing me hundreds of pounds.
Yeah.
Climate change. Yep. Climate change. Yep. You know, the fascists are saying it's not even real.
Yep.
I mean, look around you. I'm boiling.
Yeah.
I've got 17 layers on, you know? I'm absolutely boiling in my own skin. Julian Assange. I don't know what that is. Things have got really bad.
Yeah.
They really have. Partly my fault, but, you know, it was for money. So I think we need to hear from some real people. I thought it was time to start recording some voices from real people, you know, Vox Pops, yes, because, you know, I haven't dealt with any real people since they stopped delivering milk in the 90s. So I've been going around and just recording people for the podcast. Let's hear what they've got to say. Here's our first one.
Voices of the real people. Voices of the real peeps. Voices of the voices of the real people. What did those people eat? Brilliant.
Right, my name's Andy, and I'd like to talk about the problem in this country. I think the problem in this country, men, aren't allowed to be men nowadays, 100 years ago, when you're a bloke, you just walk around with a sword, if you want, it was like Conan the Barbarian, wasn't it? Just walk around with your dick out if you want to. Do you know what I mean? Do whatever you want. Nowadays, you can't do nothing. The other days, I got reported to the police by this old lady just for taking my top off and pulling my trousers down. You know, it was comic relief. You know what I mean? But nowadays, you can't do no. 100 years ago, you just walk around with your dick out. You know what I mean? People wouldn't mind. I mean, I wouldn't, because it's titch hair. You know what I mean? There's no there. It's embarrassing. It ruined my life, to be honest with you. I try pulling on it, but it just goes back again. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is there is length. It just folds up. But ruined my life, to be honest with you, guys. But anyway, the problem is men aren't allowed to be men, right? Girls, you're not allowed to be girls either, are you? You can't just be girls. You've got to be educated. You know what I mean? You can't just be... If I were fit, I'd just be fit. I'd just walk around like, oh, I'm dead fit. Why you got to know about words? Why you got to read books? Girls can't be girls. Men can't be men. Now, the problem is, global elite has taken over this society. Yeah, they're treating us like idiots. Right? We all know the names. Obama, Cameron, Hillary Swank. They're taking over this country and they're treating us like idiots. The other day, I went to that Pret-a-Manger, right? They tried to sell me an egg in a cup. I'm like, I don't want it. What are you on about, egg in a cup? Like, two eggs and a bit of spinach in a cup, £1.50. I said, I don't want it, mate. I don't want your egg in a cup. Why are you selling me this? He said, I'm not selling you. I said, but it's on your shelf. You're selling it, mate. Why are you selling it to me? He said, well, it's like protein, isn't it? I said, I don't want it, mate. I don't want your egg in a cup. Take it back. I don't want it. I'll have an almond croissant. Sick of it. Society's going to the dogs, I'm telling you now.
Voices of the real people. Voices of the real peeps. Voices.
So, yes, back to this whole thing about fascists coming back and all that stuff. I mean, I think it's a real problem. It really is. But at the end of the day, all these people that I met, you know, when I've been going around the world and speaking to people and trying to understand the Brexit vote, the Trump vote, the etc., all those people, they were all proper tools,
yeah.
You know, but they were all different,
yeah.
And they were all special, sort of. Mm. And I think they all just wanted to matter, you know. I think that's all any of us want, isn't it? Yeah. I know that's all I want, is to matter, you know. And I think if you tell people enough times they don't matter, is it any surprise when some idiot comes along and tells them that they do matter, that they follow him?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like the time I followed my 12th husband, Flidamai Kant, not his real name, he changed it to be provocative. I followed him into a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Mm-hmm. It was a northern version called Dream. And it was set in a mine, obviously. I played Titania. And Thalid convinced me to wear a headdress that was, well, essentially a live owl.
Alive?
Yes. It ripped my head to bits. You know, its claws dug in. It almost pecked my eye out, you know. But I did it because he told me I mattered.
Yeah, I see.
But the conclusion I've come to is that I don't matter. You don't matter. No. I don't mean that in a bad way. None of us matter. Mm. You know, even the greatest of us, even me, even drunk old Freddie Bastard. Mm. We don't really matter. To the universe, we're just specks of light floating around. You know, we have to make each other matter. We have to get rid of our hatred. It's the only weapon these bastards have.
Yeah.
Is your hatred. If you get rid of that, they don't have a weapon. What's the opposite of hatred, Phil?
Love.
Yoga.
Right.
Everyone must do yoga all the time. As often as you can. I've opened a little yoga sanctuary. If anyone wants to come along, you're very welcome. It's quite expensive. But in some ways, this episode has just been an advert for that. Down with the fascists. See you next time. Now, I'm back on tour with my show, How We Stop the Fascists. Macfest, Wellsfest, York, and Glasgow in May. All of the information is on colinholt.net. It's just a name I picked at random. Have a look on there, and you've got all the touring information there. See you soon. Bye-bye. I don't want your egg in a cup.